Hello and welcome to Radio Omnigot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the news on Sunday the 31st of July 2022. This week there are new language pages about Hadza, a language isolate spoken around Lake Ayasi in northern Tanzania, and Hijazi Arabic, a variety of Arabic spoken mainly in the Hijaz region of western Saudi Arabia. There are new numbers pages in Buduk, a northeast Caucasian language spoken in the northeast of Azerbaijan, Tindi, a northeast Caucasian language spoken in the southwest of Dagestan in the Russian Republic, and Hijazi Arabic, which we've already mentioned. On the Omniglot blog this week, we have a post called Kenning, about the words Ken and Kenning and related words in English and other languages, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Иисус тадах калана.
Пержиннан игеувал булна. Кежинни ашыбатне пынада, атте, хама девишле бурлыга мана уйырза бардене. Ашывара ивлезене пурлыгу уйырза бана.
Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the west of the Russian Federation. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Klai, a group of Kamtai languages spoken in central Hainan province in southern China. There's a new Celtiadir post this week about words for lamentation and related things in Celtic languages. Unfortunately, I didn't have time this week to make a new episode of the Celtic Pathways podcast or a new adventure in etymology. However, I did release a new song this week. I actually wrote it back in April of this year, and I finally got a recording that I'm reasonably happy with. It's called Lost in a Good Book. It's about my love of reading, and it sounds a bit like this.
Lost in a good book, that's where I like to be. Sitting in a comfy chair, that's the place for me. That's the place for me, that's the place for me, that's the place for me. Whatever the weather, wherever I roam, if I have a good book, I feel right at home. I feel right at home, I feel right at home, I feel right at home.
You can hear the whole song on soundcloud.com/Simon-Ager. That's A-G-E-R. There's also a link on the transcript for this episode, which you can find at radio.omniglot.com. In other news, this week has been quite busy for me, with lots of visitors coming to Bangor or me going to visit them elsewhere. On Thursday, the French Conversation Group, which I've been part of for many years, actually met in person for the first time since lockdown began at the beginning of 2020. And we were joined by one member who came all the way from Germany. She's visiting the UK at the moment. Her brother lives near Bangor, which is how she heard about the group. And we had a lovely time talking in a mixture of French, English, Welsh and a bit of German. And as we were sitting outside the pub, various people went past, including some I knew. And one of them spoke a bit of Dutch to me, and I was able to have a little conversation in Dutch as well. And then on Friday, two polyglot friends came to visit. One lives in Carnarvon, which is just down the road from Bangor, and the other lives a bit further away in Skopje in Macedonia. And he's been visiting his family, who live in the northwest of England, after spending a month in Iceland, as you do. You might have heard of him, actually. He's quite well known in the polyglot world. It's Richard Simcott is his name, and he's studied more languages than most people have heard of. And this weekend, I've been down to Aberystwyth in central Wales, where I met a friend who's originally from the Czech Republic, but now lives in Denmark and teaches linguistics at Aarhus University. It was my first trip outside North Wales for nearly 2.5 years, and it was good fun, even though the skies were grey and it was raining most of the time. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot Fan Club page on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.